Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, and I'm your host for this weekly podcast, which of course promotes all areas of our award-winning institution. And we've got a wonderful lineup of guests this week, including our leadoff hitter, Taylor Johnson. She's part of the workforce team here at Northeast. In fact, she's the My Best coordinator on our Corinth campus of Northeast. And first of all, Taylor, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Good morning.
Now, you've been here at Northeast for nearly 2 years. You started out teaching adult ed, and now, as I mentioned, you're the My Best coordinator. Let's first of all start out with, what is My Best?
Yes. Well, My Best is just one of our many programs that we offer under the adult ed branch. But it is a program where we focus on those students that are trying to get their high school equivalency diploma, and they want to go to college or go into the workforce. So we focus on those dedicated students, and we are able to dual enroll them into college classes here at Northeast while they're also working on their high school equivalency diploma. And the goal is for them to complete their high school equivalency, get those two classes under their belt at Northeast, and then to enroll full-time at Northeast in their major, and then we go on towards the workforce part of it.
Wow. So who qualifies for My Best?
Students that qualify, they must have a 9.0 overall TAPE score, which is the test that they will take when they enter into adult ed.
Okay.
We want to make sure they're dedicated, their attendance is very important, and they're willing to dual enroll. A lot of the time, students will come to us, but most of the time we talk with the Smart Start teachers, and they will kind of recommend students that are dedicated, don't miss a class and whatnot, and then we'll go through the interview process with them.
And so then you determine it that they are My Best worthy. How do students get incentives for qualifying for the program?
So once they qualify and they meet with myself and my two navigators, Ms. Kathy Sanderson and Ms. Harriet Kemp, we then meet to decide whether they are, you know, qualified for the program. Then we enroll them. The incentives that they get, we, of course, pay them gas cards for each day they attend class. They can earn up to $40 a week in those gas cards. We have a team teacher in the Northeast classroom with them, so they have two teachers in the classroom, and then also they have a tutor in the computer lab with them in between the classes, and they get a $200 check when they complete their high school equivalency.
Wow, how about that? Now, what does it take to complete My Best?
So to complete My Best, there are five basic classes they have to complete. One is actually the Smart Start course that they will take once they enter adult ed. So they will take a challenge exam for that. That is 3 hours college credit. Then the English and psychology class that we pay for and have the team teacher in there with them. And then they have to take the applied business math class and then also computer apps. Computer apps is actually one of our career pathway classes that we are able to offer for free. And then they take a challenge exam for that class as well. Once they've completed those five classes, they'll either go on as a full-time student or they will get their certificate stating that they have completed this, and we'll look for them an internship. And then we hope that that internship will fall under a permanent position with that company.
Well, what a wonderful equation that is. Now, I know we have so many success stories every year at Northeast, and it doesn't matter if it's traditional or the adult learners, those ones coming back to school. But I know in workforce as well, success stories every week, and I know you're very proud of one of your My Best students, Brian Holland.
Yes, sir. Brian is a Corinth student that started about 2 years ago with Ms. Deanne Smith in Corinth. He dropped out at a young age. He wasn't really a people person, but also his teachers weren't very encouraging, so he decided to drop out. About 10 years later, he had been going through some hard times. A friend talked him into coming to our program. He completed his HSE and went on to do the industrial maintenance program with us at Corinth. Once he completed that, he also took welding classes while doing industrial maintenance. He is now here at Northeast doing a double major in industrial maintenance and electrical technology, and will actually graduate in May. So we're very excited for Brian.
Oh, wonderful. Golly, that's wonderful to hear about Brian Holland. And as you mentioned, he'll be graduating with an associate's degree in May. Now, I know we probably tripped some people's triggers here today listening to this. What's the best way that they can communicate? How can they reach out to you and say, hey, I know somebody, maybe in from the Sunday school class or somebody, a neighbor or a nephew, whatever, how can they reach out to you?
They can come to any of our five counties, talk to any of our adult ed instructors, staff members, who will then contact me. We actually have a Facebook page. It's Northeast Mississippi Community College, My Best. And on there, we share stories, we share information. I have my email on there. So really just reaching out to any of our adult ed offices, workforce offices, and then, of course, our Facebook page.
Thank you so much for your time, Taylor, and keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Will, our next guest on the Tiger Talk podcast is CJ Childers of Ripley, who was crowned Northeast's Most Beautiful on Tuesday, November 14th, inside the South Pounds Auditorium. First off, CJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, out of 43 contestants, you won, and you were crowned Most Beautiful. What do you think, you know, it came down to? Why the judges chose you?
I feel like the question is something that they really listened to, and I just feel like, honestly, it was a tough decision because there were so many pretty girls, and they were all just gorgeous, and I don't know, it was just a luck of the draw, I guess.
Now, speaking on that question, the question was this year, if you had a magic wand, what is the one thing you would ask for and why? And you answered, I would ask for the wisdom and courage to be better each day than the day before. Can you kind of explain on that, why you answered it that way?
You see, I've always, just making decisions for me is always been a priority for me. It's always, you think ahead before you do something. And I just wish for the wisdom and for the power and confidence in myself to accept that decision that I make.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Now, is this your first time being a pageant? How many pageants have you won?
I have not won a pageant. I've done a few pageants in high school. I've done three. I did the beauty review 3 years in high school, and I've placed every year, but I never won.
Well, that's good. Well, congrats. It's a good thing. I guess you got the Northeast and won the big one. So
I guess, yes.
Overshadow the high school ones. Now, this is also, as you know, the fifth straight year a freshman has came into Northeast and won. Can you kind of talk about, you know, your highlights so far? You've been here, you know, 4 months or so. Talk about your major.
Yes, I'm an architectural major, and I love drawing. I love math. I took all math classes in high school, and I just – see, math never changes. It always stays the same, so I love that. I've been able to study that, and I love drawing. I love art, painting. It's just something that I've been interested in since I was a freshman in high school, and I just feel like that's a good major for me to go into. And the freshman thing, I truly am not sure about that because Malia Dalrymple was it last year, and me and her are good friends. We cheer together, and it's just something that – I don't know, it's just been interesting to think about. And for my major, I just love to do drawing and math. It's just easy for me to understand.
I agree. It's kind of like refereeing. I actually had to work the pageant a little bit, and I saw, you know, the girls and all that. I don't know how the judges do it or what they judge on, but it's pretty amazing how they
choose. It's a hard decision to make.
Choose one person, especially out of 43 girls. Now, also, kind of like myself, I have a younger sister, kind of the sports rivalry. I've won one state championship. My sister won, too. But I got the big scholarship to play basketball, so I kind of have that over her. But she talks to me every day about it. With you, your brother, also the same week, it was a big week for the Childers family. Your brother had about 24 hours of bragging rights until you won. He committed to Mississippi State, and then you won. Kind of talk about that in the family.
I'm very proud of my brother. Nobody has worked harder than he has on anything in his life. He has dreamed about this since second grade of playing for an SEC school, and it was a big day for my family, the day that he signed for Mississippi State. Me and my sister are so proud of him, but I agree we are a competitive family. We are very wanting to do better than the other, but we don't make it a big deal outside of our family, but we do love each other, and we brag on each other a lot, but when we do. But then when it comes down to competitiveness, we want to beat each other.
That's pretty awesome. We are thankful for not only you but your brother, both of y'all being here at Northeast and part of the Northeast family, and wish you best of luck this next coming semester and also next year, and also to your brother. So thank you for joining me today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk, and our next guest is the all-time winningest coach here at Northeast when it comes to our softball program. He's Jody Long. And first of all, Coach, I trust you had a nice Thanksgiving, and welcome to the show.
I did. Thank you. I'm excited to be here, Will.
Well, it has been quite a week for your softball program. I mean, we're not even talking about on the field. Let's talk about off the field. And it's something that you really place a lot of emphasis on every year. You try to spread that holiday cheer. Let's go back and have like a timeline, if you will. Last Thursday, you and your program shared some holiday cheer to the local nursing homes and Twin Oaks.
Yes, some of our players have been in nursing homes, been around the elderly. Some have not. So I think it's important as they get older, they will have to have parents or grandparents or family members in the nursing home facilities, and it just gives them opportunity to be more comfortable in those situations.
Well, that was last Thursday. Then on Friday, you split up your team and read to some kindergarten and first grade classrooms, East Union Attendance Center, Corinth Elementary School, Pine Grove Elementary, Wheeler Attendance Center, and Burnsville Elementary School. So the way I've got it figured, you had one school from each of our five county in our district.
Yes, it's very important for us to be out in our community, be out in our five county area. Be seen. Reading is very important, very crucial at the kindergarten, first grade level, and so it gives our kids an opportunity to maybe go home to some of their schools that they graduated from, and it's exciting time for them to go back in those kindergarten and first grade classrooms and see some of those teachers. And it's just a great experience for those kids as well as our players.
Well, that was last Friday. Then on Saturday, breakfast with Santa. That's something that you always, I think this is 10 years that you've done that.
It is. Miss Jumper with the Boys and Girls Club does an outstanding job lining people up, and she asked us several years ago, and we used to do puppet shows and that kind of thing, and now it's involved into crafts and coloring sheets, and we do pictures with Santa. We assist in several ways, face painting, and it just gives our players several opportunities to have hands-on experience with young people.
Yeah, and then, of course, something you've done for 20 years, I believe, now you adopt a family to provide Christmas for children.
Our players come from great families, and we could buy each other gifts and we could do those things, but it's important in teaching our players, the importance of giving back and maybe giving to someone that didn't have the experience that they had and those type things and teaching them, these lessons that their parents had started as they continue to grow, and hopefully, they'll have a family of their own one day and they will have these things that they can build off of.
Well, they certainly can. And you place so much emphasis on this. And I know it's hard for you to maybe to pick out one or two, but do you have some favorites through the years?
I do. Our Make-A-Wish things, the Breakfast with Santa, I mean, really all of them. If our players take lead charge in this and they do it the right way, I'll be honest with you, it's much more of a blessing on our team than you can imagine.
Well, I don't doubt that one bit. And, of course, I can't let you leave before talking a little softball. I know last year you had a nice run, got back into the playoffs, won nearly 30 games. You were 29-21 overall. Curious about your expectations for the upcoming season, because, Jody, it'll be here before we know it.
It will. We come back in January and we hit the ground running first game. It's February the 6th versus Motlow. And so, a very short time. Our kids had a great fall. We competed well. We worked hard. And we've kind of, adopted a new tradition moving forward, the next. And we're talking about the next play, the next pitch, the next player, whoever it is, whatever situation it is giving 100% in the next thing that you're faced with.
Well, that sounds good. And I know speaking of softball on the field and Christmas coming up, I know all you want for Christmas is a trip to Clinton in May. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, our national tournament is in Clinton, Mississippi, and there's nothing else that I would like better is in May, being in Clinton representing Region 23 Northeast. The opportunity to work here has been amazing, and the you know, there's nothing better that we could do is represent Northeast in a national tournament.
That sounds great. Well, we're thankful that you're part of the Northeast family. And 21 years, right?
21 years.
Wow. 21 and counting. Thanks for being here, Jody.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Time to welcome back Kenny Paul Gino into the show. And Kenny Paul, I know this is quite a week. It's, of course, exam week for the students. Later on this week, there's actually some free basketball. Our basketball programs will host Southern Shreveport on Friday. No admission.
Yes. Come out, support your team. This will be the last time the girls and guys play together until next week. But next week will be a away game. So come out and support your team. Free admission, so don't have to worry about paying at the door. Come out and get some good snacks and cheer on your Tigers.
Yeah, 2 o'clock start for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the men. That's this Friday at Bonner Arnold Coliseum. Also, big concert. Our choir, part of something special this weekend in Tupelo.
Yes, our Northeast choirs will be performing with the Northeast Mississippi Symphony Orchestra on Saturday, December 9th at the Tupelo High School Performing Arts Center at 7:30 p.m.
Now, some other things that are coming up. Obviously, open registration is continuing for the spring semester, which will start. It'll be here before we know it, Kenny Paul. January 8th is when the classes begin, online classes begin on the 16th.
Yes, don't forget, registration, we keep reminding you, it's been open since November 10th, but it goes all the way to the 5th. The 5th is the last day you can register for classes. And as I say, remember that December 14th is the day fees are due. So if you don't pay your fees, you're not going to have a class in January. And as we said, online classes start the 16th. And still remember, for you seniors in high school, or if anybody wants to come to Northeast, plan to come to Northeast next year, you can always schedule a tour and a visit and also get a free lunch out of that. I learned yesterday with Miss Rebecca, Beth, or Miss Georgie Carroll and the recruiting office. So you can just email them. You can find their stuff all on the website.
You can't beat. What better gift for the holidays than to give the gift of education? And that spring semester will be here. Speaking of school, of course, truck driving school, falling under the workforce development umbrella here at Northeast. And the truck driving school, the next one will be open very soon. I know there's some requirements that people need to keep in mind, but this is a wonderful opportunity for some folks to get into a truck driving school. Plenty of jobs available in that line of work.
Yeah, some people, you know, in the workforce is big here at Northeast, and some people keep forgetting about our commercial truck driving. It's actually, I went and did some research on it yesterday, and it's a really good school. It's a 6-week certificate. So, you know, if somebody's out there don't have a job, and, you know, a lot of people need truck drivers these days for logs or gravel, whatever it is, you can come to Northeast, Class A CDL training here on the Boonville campus, and it's 10 students per class, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and it's just 6 weeks. 6 weeks, you get your certificate, go get a job, and you get paid. Tuition is $1,500. That includes books and funding. You must be 21 years of age, 18 years of age for in-state driving only. So if you're out-of-state, you got to be 21. But in-state, you can be 18. You got to have a high school diploma or a GED. You got to be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident. Valid driver's license, copy of official driver's report, and the DOT physical and in-house drug screen, and also you got to have a CDL learner's permit. So a lot of qualifications there you've got to have, but, I mean, if you're looking for a job, this would be an easy 6-week gig you can get and have a job.
No doubt about that. And we'll feature more about that truck driving school on next week's show. In fact, we'll have one of our truck driving school instructors join us. That'll be on next week's edition of Tiger Talk. Well, Kenny Paul, with that, it's time to put a bow on this week's show. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller and Jeffrey Powell for all their work behind the scenes to help us each week on Tiger Talk. So, for Jody Long, Taylor Johnson, CJ Childers, and, of course, Kenny Paul Gino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.